You are listening to the Experience Points podcast for the week of February 17th, 2016, and we are back in the PC podcast.
PC gaming. That's good gaming.
This is PC.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Experience Points podcast. My name is Scott Juster.
I'm George Alborn.
We are the co-creators of ExperiencePoints.net. It is a serious but not humorless conversation about video games. One of the things that I do most on my personal computer, I've realized.
Besides furiously masturbate to car...
Dragon slash car porn. Dragon X car.
Dragon X car pornography.
That's some... those are some Reddit links that I wish were blue, my friend. They're not. Play the video games. My desktop is actually a video game machine. I can't remember the last thing I did not video game related
on my desktop. Interesting.
And I don't know. I feel like that might be getting a bit more common, but we've been kind of thinking about PC gaming recently because, one, you built a new PC recently.
I did. I built a new PC.
If you saw, like, when did you build? Like a week, 2 weeks ago or something like that?
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago.
So if you saw an instantaneous flash of white hot light in kind of the western sky, that was George booting it up for the first time.
And it was, it's like how you make it sound. It was like a religious experience. It was like, No, actually, the first time I booted up, it didn't work. Something was wrong.
Okay, so we're going to talk about that a little bit. We're also going to talk about some recent news. Remedy has a forthcoming game called Quantum Break. I almost said Quantic Dream, and I was like, oh, no, that's a whole other thing. Quantum Break, that was originally going to be an Xbox One exclusive and is now I think it's fair to call it a Microsoft exclusive. Yeah. Because you sure as hell aren't playing this on Linux.
No, correct.
Now it's going to be part of the PC and kind of Windows 10-esque push that they're doing.
Correct.
This being the internet, people were pissed. People were pissed when they realized that...
That other people, not
other
them,
people were playing the game.
Could also play the game.
They were pissed when those walls around the garden started to crumble.
I mean, like, I was getting a burger the other day, and a guy ordered the same burger
you
as
just
I
threw
did.
Yours
and
on the ground.
I was like, fucking, what is this bullshit?
You told me that I was the only one that got a Jumbo Jack. Your Jack and your box of lies.
Looks like he got no onions. We're cool.
Okay,
we're cool.
Fine. We're fine. Oh, his onions are just a 30-day exclusive.
I mean, it's truly that level of absurdity.
It really is. So let's talk about this a little bit, though, because there is... Well, first, we can talk a little bit about exclusivity, which is a rarer and rarer thing. I mean, Quantum Break was actually one of the big games that was going to be quote-unquote exclusive.
Yes, and then I guess what the other big one is Tomb Raider, which just came to PC now after being a timed exclusive on the Xbox One for nearly a year.
Yeah. Well, and also, like, it's still, like, another, it's still another, 6 months until the PS4 gets it or something? Like, so it's, like, this tiered exclusivity model. What else? I guess Uncharted is still an exclusive.
Yeah, Uncharted is still exclusive.
Are there any shooters? I guess, oh, Halo.
Halo, yeah. That's still exclusive.
I would be surprised if the next Halo does not show up on Windows 10. Don't you think? I mean, this is like a... I don't know. Microsoft is making a huge push on Windows 10. They're giving away Windows 10 to anyone with Windows 7 or 8.
They're just giving it away.
They literally are giving it away.
It'd be stupid not to upgrade.
$0. Yeah. I mean, and they really want people all on that platform, and they really want people
Side note,
in
I
that
paid
star.
For mine.
I mean, if you didn't have a license, you have to pay in. But it's kind of like what Apple has done for the past few years, which is like you have to pay your first time, and then they've been doing free OS updates.
Right.
For years now.
They want to get everybody in the same environment.
Yep. And, of course, everyone on the same store and everyone on the same basic system spec, because eventually you can kind of retire hardware if everyone's on the same software. Mm-hmm. Like, it's an interesting thing, and I definitely think that you will start to see more of this. And the other cool thing I thought, actually, was that it's supposed to be cross-save at this point now.
Really?
Like, you could play Quantum Break on Windows 10 and then... somehow get that save onto your Xbox in a way that doesn't involve like some weird USB devil cracking. Magic. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which I thought was actually pretty neat. And it's something, it's almost kind of like the Vita PS4 relationship.
Mm, yeah.
Except that they're going to make games for both platforms.
Except an environment you'll actually use.
Yeah. So I think the exclusive thing is like an increasingly rare thing. Maybe that's why people get so uptight about it, because it is so rare, you know?
But I feel like isn't this the promised land we wanted? Like, isn't this what everybody wanted?
Yeah.
Like, people hate exclusives. They've always hated exclusives. Yet, when the Quantum Break announcement was released, a bunch of people threw antagonisms towards Phil Spector for allegedly lying to them. We pre-ordered this under the impression nobody else but us could get this sweet piece of content.
Yeah.
And now that it came to PC, because other people could play it, it was now somehow like a watered down a version of it.
Yeah.
Like a rare mineral or something, right?
I just imagine like Major Nelson is like guarding him now. He's like his bodyguard.
I think what I suspect, right, is that maybe the group of people that that feel vindicated and always have been by exclusives feel as though they no longer have the manufacturer or whatever, Microsoft, no longer has their back.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we've no longer think you a special person because we want everybody to have this.
Yeah.
And God damn it, I'm a fucking gamer. We need to feel special.
Yeah.
I need to be recognized constantly.
Yeah. I mean, I remember the days when I was like, oh, I really do think the Super Nintendo is better than Genesis, but I also think that so much of it had to do with the fact that my parents would not buy and I could not afford another console.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So you kind of have to get mentally allied with one platform just to make yourself feel good about what you have.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I think that will...
I do that with everything I own, by the way.
It's like, fuck Reebok, Nike.
No, man. Cracked white pepper is clearly better than cracked black pepper.
I mean, I think that's always going to be... There will always be people with more time than money, and because of that they're able to justify what they invested in more so than just invest in more things.
That's true.
Yeah.
But ultimately, no, you know, everybody wins when an experience is cross-platform, because it's going to drive the price down on all of the markets, right?
Hopefully.
I mean, if you are broke and you have an Xbox One, now that it's on PC, it's probably going to get a sale, or you'll be able to pick it up quicker, maybe. Yeah. Although maybe not. I guess if people are buying it digitally on PC, there's not going to be as many retail versions, so you won't be able to go to game. But again, I don't think the people, you know, sending Twitter harassment at Phil Spector are thinking this many layers deep about like the GameSpot market.
They're actually probably thinking town. Several layers deeper and attributing this to some Illuminati.
It's probably Benghazi related.
I think the one, we were chatting about this before we started recording, but the one place that I can see at least some empathy in this is, let's say I really wanted to play this game and that's why I paid $300 or $400 bucks to buy an Xbox, and then it came out and then a week later it's on the PC. Oh, maybe I just should have spent that $400 on a new video card, and then I could play like even more games because Steam is cheaper and so on and so forth.
Sure.
I could say that's actually, I have empathy for that argument, but I still think your point of a lowering tide lowers all prices probably makes more sense.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily go that way. Flip side with economics, but yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder if some of this is just the feeling like, oh man, I'm sort of stuck with this console.
Yeah.
And there's all of these experiences coming out for PC, right? Like, we are around the corner from VR.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have a PC that runs it, you're sort of, you know, shit out of luck.
Yeah, unless you have a PS4, in which case you still are hoping against hope that that thing is somehow cheap. You know?
Yes. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe people are getting the sense that they just don't know where the consoles are going to be in the next few years.
Yeah.
Right. Like, what is the future? You know, we were talking earlier as well that you're kind of surprised that the quality of the consoles these days is still markedly less than what you can get on a PC for reasonably cheap
price. Super cheap, yeah.
So, you know, and if we're not even that deep into the console life cycle, where are we going to be in like 5 years, yep. right? Like, what is it going to, is the Xbox market or the PS4 market, like, is it going to make sense? Does it, you know, is it easy to understand the value mm-hmm. when you made that purchase?
Yeah.
And when you see a console exclusive say, oh, we're not going to be console exclusive anymore, there are other things you can be worried about, right? Like, mm-hmm. you can say, well, maybe the developers aren't focusing on the common denominator in the form of the console anymore. Maybe they're focusing on the PC market.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get watered down experiences that are poor ports.
Yeah.
You know, what the PC users are used to or something. I mean, I think, yeah. again, I think that's extreme paranoia.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, maybe there's just uncertainty about where consoles are going to be in the next few years.
It's also cyclical because that was the reality. Like, back in, you know, I don't know, the kind of late 90s or so, like, the consoles would get watered down ports of what was on the PC. Like,
right.
it was a shitty experience to play Quake on a console.
Yes.
You know, like, yeah. I mean, that's just how it was. And then, like, I feel like kind of around the mid-2000s, it inverted, where you would get, like, this litany of shitty PC ports, like, from console to PC.
Mm-hmm.
You know, barely anything worked. Forget about any kind of controller support. Like, buggy messes. And then we had this, like, tiny golden age where, like, somehow magically everything worked on everything.
Yeah.
Like, you could plug in an Xbox controller, it instantly recognized it. Like, everything looked essentially the same for a few years there. And then, you know, we're starting to cycle back to, like, PC games are just, you know, there's just a lot more hardware to throw at that stuff.
How much do you think that games like Heroes of the Storm and League of Legends and Hearthstone yeah. have changed how we view consoles now? Because yeah. the most widely played game in the world, right,
yeah.
League of Legends,
yep.
is a PC game. You yeah. can't play on the consoles. Can you play?
Do you think there's someone in a lab somewhere in Riot, like, trying desperately like, to, like, come map it to an Xbox?
We can
Xbox.
Make this work.
Like, we can do it, guys.
There's just, like, cans of Red Bull lying yeah. on the floor. Yes, probably. They're, yeah. like, a $1 billion company. Yeah. I think there is, in fact, someone doing that. Oof. But, you know, Hearthstone. You can't play Hearthstone on the console, right?
That's also shocking. Like, right. I mean,
but you can yeah. play on PC and you can play on mobile, yep. right?
Yeah.
So there are these games that are almost like ubiquitous, right?
Yeah.
Like, I challenge anybody listening to the podcast. Do you not know someone playing a Blizzard game yeah. or League of Legends right
yeah.
now?
Yeah. And if it's not you, then you're probably the only person that we know that's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, exactly. Send us a letter and talk to what's wrong with you.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's true because you're no. And also, those games are not exactly, like, graphical powerhouses.
No,
like,
totally.
You know, you're playing that on your phone, so, like, who cares?
And they're not the last ones, you know, they're not the only ones in the market either. You get other yeah. things. I mean, I guess Smite is on the Xbox One.
I yeah.
know Gigantic is coming out. That will be a Microsoft available game as well.
Are they doing that on PC as well?
Yep, PC okay. as well. Yeah, and then, as my yeah. understanding is, it's built very much with the controller in mind.
Yeah.
But, you know, as it stands right now, those heavy hitters are you know.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're right, though. Like, the fact that the most numerically popular games right now are all on the PC probably means that people are more actively at least sitting in front of their mouse and keyboards than they
yeah.
were before that all that stuff took off.
And you have the multiplayer environment to think about, too,
yeah.
right? Like, every single time a multiplayer game comes out that I think about considering,
yeah.
my first thought isn't, oh, what's going to run it better? It's
yeah.
where are my friends playing
yep.
it? And if there's been a move towards PC for a lot of people who play multiplayer games in particular, then I'm going to lean towards playing a multiplayer game on PC. And then it's
yeah.
a self-fulfilling prophecy, right?
Yeah.
Well, because I play on this, Scott plays on that.
Yeah.
And because Scott plays on PC,
right.
I'll play on PC.
Okay. Speaking of PCs, I want to hear
PC.
About this PC that you
yes.
that you built.
Uh-huh.
Was the goal to be Oculus ready? Was that like the underlying like?
Yeah. So my goals yeah. were three parts. One is mm. to be Oculus ready.
Mm-hmm.
Two, to be able to like dip my toes if I felt like it down the road into like overclocking or
oh, yeah.
like weird shit.
So you got the K model, huh?
I got the K model, and then
I heard some weird shit that Intel was actually going to start like actually limiting overclocking on some
oh,
of
really?
Its chips. Yeah. I don't know. Overclocking isn't. I feel like overclocking is a remnant of the 90s that like,
oh,
most
I mean,
people...
I have you know, no like, doubt I'll
yeah.
never, probably never do
yeah.
that. But, you know, I wanted yeah. the option to be there. Who knows?
Yeah.
And then I wanted to have a higher resolution screen.
Mm. You need a pretty good video card to drive that amount
yes.
of screen, which is nice. Did you... And did you start from scratch, like case and everything? Like,
case and everything, yes. Mm. Huge help came from the Build a PC Reddit community.
Oh, yeah, that's a really
in multiple
good one.
Forms. Not only did I send over builds, mm. and people were like, oh, here's a better build that's for cheaper.
Yeah. That's a really good subreddit.
I ended up having a problem when I first booted it up, and I was like, oh, like there's that moment where you go, oh, fuck.
Yep, there's that moment where it doesn't beep, and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, and not just that, like, if I fried something, did I fry, like,
yeah.
The process, like, knowing that the time ahead of me was going to be spent isolating the problem was terrifying. And so I jumped on their IRC channel, and, like, people walked me through it, and I was solved the problem within the first, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah. I also liked, for anyone who's making one, last time I made a PC, PC part picker was a really good one, because it would also just, it would basically do a sanity check of whether all these parts you assembled work together.
Yes,
which used to be a painful experience of you, like, reading the backs of boxes and like looking at manuals.
Well, and you can also get this, like, discrete your build link, which you could then send to people helping you out. So I sent that to some
people. I put that thing on the website back in the day, actually, when I made the PC that I was...
Oh, yeah, your part picker. Yeah, I should share that.
I don't know. It's just the amount that the internet has, like, help to demystify that experience is so nice.
Oh yeah. I mean, that being said, when you are, like, deep into the build,
elbow deep.
It's when you're elbow deep. I mean more like tiny little fingers deep, because
a lot of screws.
Well, I installed my cooler, and my case isn't super big. And so, like, I was having to just get, like, uncomfortably close to plug some things in.
Did you go with a solid state drive?
I did. I have both. So I have a solid state drive, and they're running the operating system and any of the games that I'm running.
I like that.
And then the hard drive. Yeah. And honestly, I'm kind of a weirdo. I tend to delete any game that I'm not currently playing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not concerned I'm going to hit.
It's nice to have like, especially if there's a game that you're going to play all the time, like League of Legends, just have that on the solid state hard drive. Like, exactly. Just loads super fast. How about, let's see. Did you have to apply any thermal paste?
I fucked up, actually. I applied a small amount of thermal paste. Yeah. I was paranoid I was going to apply too much, not realizing there was already a very thin layer of thermal paste on the card.
Those things come with it, yes.
So I'm still a little bit terrified now that if I ever go too crazy...
Should probably be okay.
I think it'll be fine.
Yeah. Because it's worse, I think, if you apply too much and then it, like, goops out.
Well, that was...
Like,
yeah, so it didn't goop out. So I felt like, okay, this is a clear sign I didn't mess up too bad.
Yeah. Did you wear a cool anti-static bracelet while you were doing?
No, I'm not a fucking weirdo.
Let's see.
I did give an offering to the god of lightning, Thor, of course.
Thor, please.
Please don't let me shock
Thor, this. For once in your life, be cool.
Be cool, Thor. Come on.
Did you have any, like, aftermarket cooler on it? Did you buy another, or did you just use the PC?
No. I bought a separate cooler. I bought a Be Quiet cooler. So it's like a massive cooler, but it's very quiet.
Yeah. Well, and it's nice, especially if you're, I feel like especially those Oculus games are going to be pretty intensive.
Yep.
The
loudest thing is my keyboard by far.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I like about, like, when I bought my case, I specifically bought it to be quiet. Like, there's like sound baffling in the case. Yeah. I think that's actually gotten a lot better over the years. Like, I feel like the cases have gotten a lot better.
Yeah. But no crazy liquid cooling system.
Did you buy an optical drive?
No.
Yeah, no. Man. I was thinking about it. When I bought mine, I bought one just because, like, I've probably used it, like, one or two times.
Well, my understanding is they have pretty good external optical drives now.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason why I bought that one was because there was a sale that bumped it slightly lower than an optical one. So I was like, oh, I'll just buy it now. It's weird. It's weird buying a computer without any sort of physical media bay other than a USB. It's a strange thing.
You're I fucking hope the internet works.
Well, and also, like, there's so many... Now all of the bays in your tower can be dedicated to hard drives and shit.
Yep.
You know, you just can't continue to put stuff in.
My case is a little weird, but the solid-state drive didn't quite fit in the case next to one of the parts. So it's actually my
solid-state drive. Does it go on the wall?
It goes on the wall, but instead I just slipped it into one of the hard drive
spaces. That's fine. It's not going anywhere. It's not like you're moving it.
Exactly.
As long as the cords are connected correctly. What video card did you get?
I got an NVIDIA GTX 980 Ti.
That's the safe. Seems that's like the safe normal. Bet. Yeah. Because, I mean, theoretically, I think you could do some VR stuff on a 970, but, like, NVIDIA is already gearing up for their next generation cards. Yeah. So, like, that's going to be pretty outdated. That's nice. Those video cards are big, huh?
It's quite big. It's quite big.
They're like chunky. They're like weirdly, yeah.
The motherboard I got does support like SLI, so I could get another one if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Which is pretty rad. It seems like a really easy way to upgrade in the future.
I'm always super interested in that, and I wish it worked better than it does.
Does it not work particularly well?
Like SLI is one of those things that games, there's almost always bugs with that stuff, at least early on. Like one of the early patches, you know, one of the first 6 month patches for games is always going to be, oh, Crossfire was fucked up, so we pushed another build. You know, it's like, it's, I don't know, it's always something that I feel like is cool to like, even conceptually, it's cool. I'm just going to put another card in.
In the perfect world, that's the way it works, right? It's like, look, if you want to make a really good dessert, you take one cookie, another cookie, and you put ice cream between them, all right? You just made a fucking ice cream cookie sandwich, and it's the best thing in the world. Why don't computers work that way?
I mean, in theory, they should.
The RAM works that way. Just shove in another fucking thing of RAM. You're good to go.
How much RAM did you go with?
At 16 gigs.
I think that's like that's now considered the high end. Like, you know, you should. And then, but RAM is funky too because they want, you should like pair your RAM to like have 8 and 8 or at least like 4, 4, 4, you know?
Yeah.
That's also a strange thing.
It's 8 and 8. I don't know.
I mean, I'm no electrical engineer, but like there must be some physics property there. Mm-hmm. I always think, and I've had to put in RAM in PCs, and back in the day when Apple used to let you open up your computer in Apple laptops, you always have to press disconcertingly hard to seat that shit in
everything.
There.
Yeah.
I hope that was a good crack.
The graphics card you have to push remarkably hard too.
Yeah.
I mean, building a PC is still terrifying. It is relatively plug and play.
Did you cut yourself?
No. Oh, no. I did cut myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I did cut myself. Yeah. Well, I mean, I was bleeding from my pinky. I don't know what...
There's a lot of sharp bullshit in there.
Someone could have cut me. Yeah, I don't know. And, you know, like, I did the thing... This is, like, classic me anyway, right? I probably missed a part because now there's, like, a thing on the back that's not quite in right. Like, I clearly fucked something up. Like, missed a screw on my case, but...
Usually that's okay.
It's fine.
As long as it's, like, fairly...
Also, there's like a small furry animal inside my rig. I can see him
just
running. Well, there's like it's clear paneling on the side, and there's like a hamster in there.
Shock him when you need just to go fast.
Hurry up. That's actually how my graphics card works.
It's just more hamster power.
More hamster power. SLI, you just tie two hamsters together with a little like a
just
little
a yoke. Little harness. Like an ox
yoke.
Yeah. Did you, were there any power problems when you turned it on? Because those things can take a lot of wattage when you're plugging it into the wall.
No problem.
Yeah. That's good. Any, like, maybe this used to be a
bigger problem.
It probably
was a little, I think I had like an 850 watt power source.
That's like way more than you need, but like it's still nice because then you can just, you'll have that power supply for like two more PCs.
Right, exactly.
You know? Yeah. Maybe it was back in the day when there were always problems when like your outlet wasn't grounded properly.
Oh yeah. God, don't scare me. We live in an area of the East Bay that has really old houses.
I mean, your guys' place is probably close to 100 years old.
Right.
Our place is almost 100 years old.
Right. Like, which is almost how old my laptop was. So it was a good upgrade. I'm just not sure my house, you know.
My real life hardware.
I like to think that whenever I'm playing a game that's power hungry, it's causing all the other lights in the building to dim slightly.
I mean, when I turn on my PC, you can feel a little bit of like dim, kind of like how when like the refrigerator kicks on or something
that. Or how all the candles react when you walk into a church.
What was the first? So, what was the problem when it wouldn't boot up for the first time?
The cables that were plugged into my graphics card weren't seated right, so I had to just move the seating.
Okay. Yeah. I remember
I also moved where the graphics card was plugged in, so it was one of those two things.
Okay. That's always the shitty thing when something goes wrong. Like, you have to be so careful about only changing one thing and then reassembling everything, then testing it.
I lucked out because the PC was on, it just wasn't recognizing the graphics card.
That's even nicer. I remember when I built this one that I have right now, it just wouldn't post. Like, you would press a button and then you wouldn't hear the beep.
Yeah, I heard the beep of like the motherboard, and I was like, okay, something is fine.
Yeah.
It's just not spitting out an image.
It was so dumb. I think the thing that was wrong with it was I was booting it up with
I had put in a fatherboard instead of a motherboard.
Fuck, what
was it? Are there fatherboards?
No, he's too busy working, but if you call him, he'll give you money. I think I had a USB keyboard in it, and that was preventing it from doing something.
I was like, nah.
And I was like, okay, cool. I'll just take this out and, like, do it.
Well, yeah. That's the easiest fix, though.
But it's the most annoying fix because I was, like, 5 seconds away from disassembling every single part sequentially in reverse and hoping that something...
I mean, you know, all this talk about, like, consoles versus PC, this is still why the PC market still feels niche.
Yeah, because if you didn't want to do this, you would be adding at least $500, if not $1,000, onto what you wanted, because it's you pay a premium for the convenience of not billing it.
We were just talking about the Oculus Rift bundles, PC bundles, were recently revealed, and per their suggestion, the cheapest one is $1,500.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So...
And it's not like it's a top of the line.
Yeah, it's not top of the line. I mean, it'll play. I mean, the one that matches my build is like $3,000, which is more than double the total price of my build.
Yeah.
It's absolutely absurd, the cost of that bundle.
Yep.
You know, so no matter how much we talk about, oh, PC market, you know, maybe consoles will still have the place.
I mean, the convenience of it is like.
I mean, I think the issue is probably closer to the one we were talking about in regards to like League of Legends and Heroes of the Storm and all of these games that are optimized and totally okay to be played on machines that are getting quite old.
Yeah.
You know, because you can still build a decent machine for even like $700.
Oh, yeah. You could build like a perfectly serviceable machine for $700.
Right. I mean, you're not going to be doing Oculus Rift.
Yeah.
But you'll be able to play League of Legends and Heroes of the Storm.
You'll be able to play like Firewatch and like most of the new games that come out, you know. Well, okay,
it's really lukewarm watch at that point.
Yeah, it's just smoldering watch. Mm-hmm. what were the first games that you played on it? Just kick the tires.
League of Legends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not exactly
graphical that. Powerhouse.
I just needed to, like, after not having a PC for a while, I'm just like, fuck, I need to play something.
Yeah.
And then Tomb Raider, because I got it for free when I got my graphics card.
Oh, NVIDIA had a thing going. Yeah.
And then Tomb Raider was like, that was it. You know, I was like, oh, this whole struggle.
It's worth every. Worth it. Yeah.
Well, and then I just got a new monitor literally like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
And I turned on Tomb Raider, and it's like, it's higher resolution than it was before, and it's got G-Sync and all that stuff.
Yep.
And it looks crisp.
Yeah.
Like a whole new world. I was shocked that the monitor I had beforehand was not doing it justice. I knew it wasn't doing it justice. I didn't know by how much.
Yeah, I mean, they used to make fancier PC. I mean, PCs have kind of standardized around the like 16:9, but like it used to be more common to have like a bigger higher resolution, and it just isn't as common anymore. I always think about going with one of those like off-label import Korean, like, super high, like,
I probably, no joke, spent like 6 hours researching screens, and a lot of people actually have had really good success by importing Korean television.
Because they were saying, like, it's fairly inexpensive, but just know you're rolling the dice, but it's usually a pretty safe dice roll. Like, if something goes wrong, you're probably pretty out of luck, but it's an amazing monitor. Like,
right, exactly right. For, like, relatively cheap.
Yeah.
And it's so funny, too, because a good monitor is actually pretty cost-affordable now, right? It's cost-effective. They're cheap. But as you climb up, the price climbs exponentially.
Yeah.
To a point
there's, like, huge plateaus.
I mean, if you're talking, like ultra 4K... Yeah. You know, G-Sync, 1 millisecond response, you're in the like $1,000+ for a monitor.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a tough buy. It took a while to figure out.
Do you still have your old monitor?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
My hope is that I'll slowly collect them, and then I'll rebuild that scene from The Matrix where I've got like 15 and like the code is running on all of them.
It is so nice, though, having that second monitor. Like, we at work, we moved buildings and they were like, hey, we will sell you these old monitors for cheap, but don't come back to us if they have dead pixels or if they don't work after 5 minutes. And I was so close to just buying several.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Why not?
But then I was like, you know, this is stupid. I don't need it. Like,
I mean, I don't have my second monitor plugged in right now, but I probably should. Like, I just, you know, if I want to watch something.
Yeah.
I just don't have that much desk space because my monitor is like 27 inches.
See, that's where you're going down the dark path of why not just mount it to the wall?
Oh, yeah.
Get an arm for that monitor.
Exactly. Monitor well, now arm. I'm like, maybe I should move my desk to next to my TV and then plug it into my TV PC.
So I wanted to do this. We didn't set
this
up our living room
this
way.
This is the interior decorating podcast, by the way.
No, like, I think maybe, I don't know what I'll do next time around, but like, yeah, because just have another small desk with a PC on it near your TV. And there, and then if you're playing a game where you rather sit on the couch, easy. You just have a hardwired HDMI into your TV. Like, man.
And right now, too, the internet in our house isn't great. I'm running a 50-foot cable from my living room through the hallway into the bedroom.
Yep, that's what that gray thing is over there on my floor. Yes,
indeed.
Yeah, I am probably going to put a hole in this wall just for that.
I've considered it.
Which is, that is the path to madness. When you start modifying your house to fit your lifestyle, well, your video game.
A secret cavern underneath the floors.
Yeah, that's you know you're a real pro gamer when you start saying, like, I need to put some holes in a wall here. And do that. Cool. Well, I'm glad your PC build went well. I want to come over and like just look at Lara Croft's hair.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny when when I first got the monitor, I needed to do you need to search for dead pixels. So I ran up a YouTube video that was basically like strobe lights, and Nicole walks in and the screen's flashing red green,
and your face is like 1 inch away from it.
It's like a scene out of Brazil. Like, it looks like I'm about to crawl into my into the internet or something.
Don't look at me.
And like, you know, my eyes are like an inch from the screen, like I'm some psychopath.
Oh man, that's also a nerve-wracking thing when you're looking for dead pixels.
And every time you think you see one, and it's like a speck
of dust.
Your heart
drops a little bit. Yeah. Like, oh, thank God. Yeah, that's good stuff. Well, I'm glad that went well.
Thank you.
I'm happy that they think that you are now growing marijuana in your place because of the new because of the sweet rig. All right. Well, we will leave it right there. We're always interested in hearing your thoughts. experiencepoints@gmail.com is our email address.
And experiencepoints.net is our website. Thanks for sticking around during our little break.
Oh, yeah.
We are back. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher and give us a review. It'll help us find new listeners since, you know.
Someday we will create a podcast about it. About the great drought of 2016. All right, everyone. Until next time, thanks for listening. We will talk to you next week.
Bye.